Hey everyone, I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carly.
And we're two of the hosts of
The Cooler!
Your weekly dose of pop culture commentary.
Oh, that sounded weird with just the two of us.
I know, the harmony's gone.
I know.
So, listener, you might be wondering where Jimitra is. And she is currently in bed with the flu.
Oh, we miss her. We love her. She is our third musketeer. She's our holy ghost to our holy trinity.
We are the power of three, just like in Charmed. I don't know who's Shannon Doherty, but it's not as powerful. So
it is not.
I feel like we should go out into the world.
Like, where do you want to go? Like, what, do you want to go out to the bar or something? Might be a bit weird.
Well, we'll definitely go to a bar.
Okay.
But also, apparently Tom Hardy.
What?
And Michelle Williams.
What? Lesser what?
are filming a movie in North Beach.
Get Out. It's not Get Out, is it?
It is not Get Out 2. But we could, like, go up there and stalk them.
Okay, so wait. So they're in San Francisco. They're in North Beach. They're filming this film. What's the name of the film?
It's called Venom.
Ooh, sounds spicy.
It's apparently a spinoff of the Spider-Man series. And Tom Hardy is Venom, ooh, a villain.
It's very generous of you to explain all this as if I don't know it.
Right.
It is.
So let's just go.
Oh,
we out.
Oh, we're doing this.
We're doing
then.
It.
Okay, like, okay, so I'm taking off my headphones.
Same. Let's
okay.
go.
Okay, bye.
I think that's our lift.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay, so Emmanuel, in true storyteller fashion, tell me, where are we going?
We're going to North Beach, a neighborhood in San Francisco, to stalk one Tom Hardy and one Michelle Williams.
Can you put on your seatbelt, please? It's really, it's like stressing me out.
Good call, because in order to stalk, we have to be healthy and able.
So they are filming in North Beach. I feel like a lot of movies don't film in San Francisco these days. Like, wasn't there something about there were tax breaks and then there weren't? I don't know. I'm coming from a very ill-informed position here. But I feel like it's not like New York or LA where you turn the corner and you're like, oh, there's, you know, a man who's famous filming.
That did happen to me kind of recently. He who shall not be named, Woody Allen, was filming Blue Jasmine here.
Oh, and so you obviously walked on set, slapped him and said, that's for Dylan, you prick.
That's exactly what I did.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie being filmed in San Francisco. I know The Rock came recently, and that was a source of great excitement to me, for he was filming the masterpiece San Andreas. Not sure if you've seen it.
I haven't, but I feel like I should, so that we can grow even closer.
Oh, it's bloody brilliant. He, like, belays into the crack that's caused by the earthquake, and I believe that is indeed the movie poster, where he's like, oh no, rappelling. Rappelling, that's what it's called here. We call it belaying in the UK.
So The Rock will belay into your crack.
He will belay into my heart. But wait, in all seriousness, no, there is like 20 minutes left on this car journey.
Yeah, I think our fans love us, but not enough to listen to us talk randomly in a lift for the next 20 minutes. So maybe we should pick this back up when we actually get there?
You mean the fans don't want to hear us fill for 20 minutes?
So thanks to the magic of editing, we're here. We're hoping to see the scene they're shooting, which is apparently a motorcyclist, maybe a stunt person, maybe Tom himself, racing down a road and then taking a right-hand turn.
So we've come to North Beach for a right-hand turn.
And cocktails.
Okay, so let's paint a picture with our words. We are on Broadway, which if you haven't been before, it's just full of, like, girly bars, really, isn't it? I sounded like an old man from the 50s there saying girly bars. I'm looking at a club called the Hungry Eye Club. It's got one of those signs where little kind of marching neon ants are going around it. I feel at home here.
Yes, flashing lights, another bar called Garden of Eden with a serpent from the Garden of Eden, which will make you want to take off your top if you're a woman. And if you're a man, give money to a woman who just took off her top.
Subtle it ain't. Oh, okay, so where are we going? Where's Tom? Where's Tom?
Let's go this way. I think Tom's over here.
Okay.
Michelle?
Okay.
Tom? Tom? Hold on, Tom, it's us. So, a little history about North Beach. If you love poetry and books, you might find it interesting that Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac hung out here a lot at City Lights bookstore. There's light up books over the street, as well as all the titty bars.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Tom Hardy. Got ya. I didn't though, did I?
I got whiplash from turning my head so quickly.
Oh, I just thought I'd try it.
According to the internet, we have to go to Kearney Street between Vallejo and Broadway. We're almost there. Oh, I see cops.
Yes. Okay, okay, we can do this. Oh, shit, we should really have the, like a KQED button or, you know, the cooler or something. I don't even have any bloody business cards.
I like that we're trying to, like, sink into the bush like Homer, but we have headphones and a mic, so we're kind of out here.
We could not be more conspicuous. Oh, check it out.
So if you've ever pictured crazy hills in San Francisco, this is the hill you're picturing. There are steps on either side because it's so steep, and it's all lit up. There are people with mics, and apparently someone's going to speed down here and not die.
Interesting. Okay, I'm just going to level with you. Emmanuel, how do we get close to Tom Hardy? Because right now I feel about as far from Tom Hardy as I normally am, like just living where I live.
We either need to find an invisibility cloak, or we just need to run really quickly past the cops and the barricades.
I mean, do we even know that Michelle Williams is here?
Not necessarily, but I know in my heart and my spirit that she's close.
Do you feel like a celebrity every time I put the mic in your face? I hope you do.
I feel like a celebrity every time I'm in your presence.
Right answer. That's real mic sounds from a movie shoot, guys. Get excited.
Here's something I've noticed. They haven't blocked off stair access because people live on this street. So we, even though we have microphones and stuff, could just trot on up until someone says, hey, you, stop.
It's bloody worth a go, isn't it? Should we try it? You first.
I'm scared. Oh.
Oh.
In case I get jailed, I won't know who to call because I don't know anyone's number.
I'll call Tom Hardy. Yeah, you'd probably call them and then they'll be like, I'm not picking up because I'm a millennial.
Decline voicemail, and then I'll check it 2 days later.
I'm still bitter about that time I called you twice. You did not respond.
Do you want to call me right now?
No. No, I don't. I want to get up these stairs. Come on. Whoa, this street is so steep. Visit San Francisco, guys. And you too will get into reasonably poor shape.
Your gluteus maximus will be tight and toned.
But the thing is, like, there'll be a trailer around here somewhere where Tom Hardy is having his pillowy lips moisturized and balmed.
I volunteer as tribute to do that for him.
Why did you think we were here? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Motherlode.
Tell me what you're saying.
We see a huge trailer, a bunch of people. It's crazy. And, like, equipment and vans and stuff.
I'm trembling with excitement. Like, we have hit the motherlode. Okay, so, oh, whoa, hang on. Whoa. Emmanuel, this is the action.
We're here. There's also a really cute dog dressed up in winter clothing.
Don't think about the dog. Okay. Don't think about the dog. Think about Tom.
Think about this car that's geared up with cameras and, like, equipment. A bunch of people with walkie-talkies, and they keep opening briefcases full of, like, stuff.
Oh, and a light just went yellow. How do you feel?
I feel energized. I feel alive. I feel with it.
I'm so glad. Like, look at these cars. These cars are all, if you've ever seen Death Proof, they look like Stuntman Mike's cars. Like, they're all, like, reinforced. And I think that's so you can maybe drive them at high speed or maybe attach cameras to them. I don't know. I don't work in the business.
But our story is that we do.
Yeah.
In case anyone asks.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of do. Yeah. Gosh, how exciting. Okay, so they've clearly chosen this because it has an amazing view onto the skyscrapers. Well, can you call them skyscrapers in San Francisco?
They're sky ticklers.
Yeah, little huts.
They don't scrape. No. They're just tickling. So we should mention there is a ramp that overlooks the huge hill we were at the bottom of before. So it looks like the motorcycle will get on the ramp, fly into the night sky, hammer down, sparks, action, and Tom Hardy, hopefully.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be boss. I just wonder, that will be a stunt, and they're not going to get like Tom and his beautiful face through his own stunts.
Well, then this podcast is a buzz. No, it's still thrilling.
It's dead before it started. Yeah, oh, wow, it's like, I feel like we're just on a construction site right now. There is no allure to this. It's worn off.
Same. So here's what I propose.
Okay, je propose.
We actually talk to someone who works here and mm-hmm. just ask them, do you know when the filming is actually happening? Because we're thirsty for a cocktail and have other things to do. Mainly drinking.
Say, do we have time to go for a cocktail?
There we go. That's a less alcoholic way of asking that.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's do that, and we'll be back.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys. Okay, so dear listener, get this. A dude just told us we shouldn't even be on the street. How exciting is that?
We are criminals, wanted by the law. He told us that we should probably go get a cocktail now because they're going to be out here until 5 in the morning. We love Tom Hardy, but do we love him that much? Liquor will tell.
That was kind of a depressing encounter because it really pulled back the veil on this whole experience. He seemed bored. He seemed very bored.
He wanted to come with us to the cocktail place.
He did. His eyes kind of lit up when we said the word cocktail.
So let's have an extra one for him?
I guess. Well, should we just go and get one now since we're on the street that we shouldn't even be on?
Yeah, let's get out of here before we get arrested.
Okay, so we kind of struck out with Tom Hardy. Where are we now, Emmanuel?
We are at a bar called Vesuvio's, right next to City Lights, where the Beat Poets used to hang out all the time. There are pictures of all these poets everywhere, legends, just like us.
I feel in good company. If anything, I feel like we're slumming it.
Exactly. We could do better, but we're here. It's fine.
I really thought there was going to be more action. I don't know whether I expected, like, Tom Hardy just to be, like, strutting around or something in a tank top. I kind of did, maybe.
I did, too. And I also expected Michelle Williams to be looking a little bit maudlin in a corner somewhere because she's, you know, that kind of girl.
That's her whole vibe. She's like, you go fishing, but you never take any fishing equipment. Why is that?
Oh, snap.
Deep cut.
Hashtag Brokeback. If you haven't seen it, please do. It's better than Crash, which won the Oscar that year for some reason.
Which Crash?
The car crash that is that movie, Crash, starring Sandra Bullock.
Is this the Everyone's a Little Bit Racist Crash?
It's the, hey, Academy voters, feel better about your racism by voting for this movie. But you're still homophobic because you didn't vote for that other one.
We should point out that we've had a few drinks by this stage. And so this is very much like what it would feel like to go out with us, I feel like. You know, listeners are often saying, man, I wish I could go out with Carly and Emmanuel and Jamidra. And we're really bringing that experience to them.
Minus Jamidra.
And minus the listeners.
But other than those two things, it's exactly the same. If we had run into either of them, I kind of constructed a dream day of what I would hope would happen with me and them separately. Because I'm better in small groups.
Small groups of two.
Yes, very intimate. So, which dream day are you curious about first?
I mean, give me Tom. Give me Tom, as he's literally just over there. Like, if these buildings weren't here, we could probably see the bloody man.
All right, here it goes. Tom and I would meet at the gay section of Baker Beach. Because A, I'm not subtle. And B, I went hang out with him while his shirt is off. Duh. And C, applying lotion to his body wouldn't be totally out of the question. I would probably get on his shoulders at some point, because why not?
Also, they're massive.
Yeah. Perfect location for my bum, if you will.
And I will.
After that, we would get kind of bored of the beach, and I would be like, hey, my bike is here, not my motorcycle, because I don't have money and I suck at driving and stuff. So hop onto my handlebars, Tom. We go down one of those gnarly hills like we just saw earlier. We crash, because I don't know what I'm doing.
I think you'd had a couple of drinks.
I've been hanging out with you a little bit too much. We briefly end up in the hospital, and that's when he looks over at me and says something like, I'm glad you're okay. We were just getting started.
Oh my god.
Then we would spend the rest of our lives doing cute shit for each other and stroking each other's faces.
That's actually really moving. That's wonderful. Okay, so Michelle Williams, where is she?
Michelle and I would be nervous at first because we're both kind of shy, doe-eyed creatures. But we would break the ice by reading our favorite poems to each other. We'd then take a baking class together. Eventually she would throw frosting in my face. And I would be like, Michelle, you're hilarious. And a food fight would erupt.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
We would get fined by the baking class teacher. But who cares? She's worth millions. She can pay for it. I can't. We would then rent a car and get involved in some shenanigans with a young Brad Pitt. Just like Thelma and Louise. But without the suicide off the cliff part, we would just explain to the cops that the men we robbed and wronged had it coming. And you know what? That would work. Because in this fantasy world, in which Michelle Williams and I are besties, patriarchy has been obliterated and matriarchy reigns.
That was amazing. That was an epic. I feel like, in comparison, my projected days are so shallow. I would just want to play pool with Tom Hardy because I think he'd be good. I think he would stand his round. I think he wouldn't cheap me out. And then I'd probably get on a plane and then we would go to England, the country of both of our births. And then we'd probably just, like, you know, go driving around the north of England a little bit. I don't think he knows the area too well. He is a dirty Londoner. But he would come around to my way of thinking. And, yeah, happily ever after, I suppose.
Well, when you deboard your plane and you open up your carry-on, I guess he's going to be crawled up real tiny in the suitcase.
Oh, my God, is it Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek, not Destiny's Child?
And me. And we're and we're covered in frosting because we just came from a baking class.
You crazy, goofy guys.
We give squad a new luster. We are squad goals. The four of us.
I love where this is going. I mean that, like, physically, literally, geographically, where it is going, back to England. But also, just, it sounds like just a lovely day.
And it's also going completely off the rails. So let's move on to our next segment, shall we? I prepared a little game for you called Which Michelle Williams? Dawson's or Destiny's?
Is it Ladies Leave Your Man at Home? Michelle Williams, or I Don't Want to Wait, Michelle Williams. I won't be singing either of those bits again.
I'm going to just soak that in because you're not doing it again. But yes, those two Michelle Williams. Which Michelle Williams said the following?
Okay.
Quote, I like to do weird things in the shower, like drink my coffee, brush my teeth, and drink a smoothie. You don't have to spend time sitting down to eat breakfast.
That's like an extraordinary amount of intimate detail that I feel that the Dawson's Michelle Williams would be uncomfortable giving, particularly after the passing of Heath Ledger. So I think that's Destiny's Michelle Williams. So I'm going to say Destiny.
If only Destiny's Child Michelle Williams had a personality, that might be her. But instead, it's Dawson's Creek.
Wow. No, I would never have seen that coming. That's a little bit kind of a self-consciously, like, kooky, like manic pixie dream girl. That said, I do love to drink in the shower. And I mean actually drink, though. None of these, like, coffees and smoothies.
Wow. I think we're going to be receiving concerned calls from our friends and family after this episode airs. Because we have mentioned drinking 20 times.
They'll say, how many units do you drink a night? And please be specific.
And then we'll say, who do I look like? Bridget Jones? I don't keep a diary that says 4 units of vodka today. I'm 300 pounds. Or whatever. Which Michelle has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Ooh, hang on. I'm going to say the Dawson's Michelle Williams.
You would be incorrect.
Jesus. I can't catch a break.
Destiny's Child has a star. And there to receive it, Kelly, Beyonce, and Michelle. Who, in my opinion, didn't deserve it because she missed out on the first two albums, which were great. The third one was fine. Fourth one, who she?
Who? We don't know her.
Which Michelle Williams became the spokesperson for a Playtex campaign? That's a tampon.
Really? Which Michelle used to shill tampons? I'm going to say Destiny's Michelle.
You got one right!
Yes! Oh, aren't they great?
I can't imagine watching that commercial with Destiny's Child Michelle and being like, they gave her money to do something?
Yeah. Even tampons. Don't they just sell themselves?
You need them. And it doesn't matter if Michelle Williams thinks you should have them.
Yeah, the slogan should be like, what else are you gonna do? Like, come on.
Which Michelle starred on Broadway?
I know this one. It is the Dawson's Michelle.
She was, but so was the other one.
Oh, trick question. Oh, don't do me like that. Oh, she was in Cabaret, wasn't she?
Dawson's was in Cabaret.
Yeah.
Destiny's was in The Color Purple with Oprah.
Okay.
And this is your final question. It is not a Which Michelle, but a lot rides on this. I will buy your next drink. if you can name the movies Michelle Williams got Oscar nominations for, there's four of them. Go for it.
She's been nominated four times.
She's that talented.
Jesus. Okay. Well, number one is definitely Brokeback Mountain.
That's one.
Number two, I'm going to guess Manchester by the Sea.
That's two.
Okay. Number three, the one, Lucy and the Dog, whatever it's called.
No. Wendy and Lucy did not get the honor it deserved.
I still have two more to go. I don't know. I strike out, sorry.
I will give you a hint.
Please do.
Ryan Gosling.
With Blue Valentine.
That's three.
Yeah.
And the final one.
Another hint, please.
Is about a historical figure that she impersonated very well, even though no one thought she could do it, because she doesn't have that kind of body or voice.
Marilyn Monroe thing.
100%. I owe you a drink. Thanks for playing.
Please don't buy me the same one that I'm drinking now, because it is not nice.
It's so salty, and I wish you had gotten a Pimm's Cup like me.
Wait, what's the Marilyn movie called?
My Week with Marilyn.
Oh, four times. That seems way too high. Are you sure?
And she's never won.
I'm down with that. No offense to Michelle Williams. Sorry, Michelle Williams.
No wonder she didn't pop up out of nowhere to greet us today.
I don't think she's even in the country.
Let us just believe in our hearts that we were close to celebrity today.
Okay, we'll just go with that. That's much easier. It's better to believe that the night has not all been in vain. And truly has not. I mean, I've had a blast. We ran up and down a bit, up a hill. We got told off for being where we shouldn't be. We effectively impersonated crew members. But all in all, I've had a cracking night. Thank you, Emmanuel.
And thank you. I don't want to stalk celebrities with anyone else or drink with anyone else.
Oh, thank you.
So we're back in the studio.
We're back. Oh, God, my head. How's your head?
I haven't had any complaints.
I feel rough. I swear these, I mean, I know this is something that people say, but hangovers do get worse as you get older.
Exponentially.
Oh, God.
It's
sorry.
Harsh.
Oh, okay.
But we're here. One of us is queer. And we're going to do Peek in the Pit.
And we are.
It's the Peek in the Pit.
Hey, the Peek in the Pit. Hey.
So for this week's pit, I understand you have something I need to listen to.
I do. Oh, I mean, last night I got back. I'm not sure where. I just couldn't stop thinking about Tom Hardy. It occurred to me that he hasn't always been flavor of the month. In fact, there was a time when people were kind of angry that they couldn't understand what he was saying. And let me backtrack and explain. So he played the villainous character of Bane in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, it was good.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I kind of liked that. That was the only Christopher Nolan Batman I've actually enjoyed.
Was that the one with Anne Hathaway?
That's one with Woman Cat.
Okay, got
yes.
it.
Man Bat and Woman Cat. Mm-hmm. It was very moving. And they released, because it was very hotly anticipated, they released an IMAX trailer. And it was a scene with Bane in the aeroplane. The trouble is, no one could understand a word Tom Hardy was saying because he had that mask over his face.
Right.
And I dimly recalled this being very funny, and I decided to look it up. And you know what? It is. So I'm going to play you a few clips, and let's see if you can understand what Tom Hardy's saying.
Tom Hardy's gibberish that he was paid millions for.
So you're going to hear his voice as it sounded on the bad trailer, and then when they corrected it, when they redubbed it. You literally cannot understand this, right?
I don't know any of those words.
This is what it should have sounded like.
Oh, they expect one of us in the wreckage, brother.
You know, much better.
You can kind of understand it, right? Your reactions might not be as good as I thought. These genuinely made me laugh a lot. The trouble is, when they're coming out of a tinny phone, they don't sound as good.
You're like, I was hoping you would be laughing.
I mean, I was wetting myself laughing at these.
I'm just confused. I feel like the confusion is getting in the way of my laugh.
Uh-huh. Let's try another one.
It doesn't matter who we are. What happens is our plan.
Anything?
Wow.
Did you hear the word plan maybe at the end?
Plant?
This is what it should have sounded like.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
I got it.
A little bit clearer, right? So he got a call while he was just chilling. They said, we're going to need you to come back in and redo some stuff.
Do you think he was surprised by that?
If he was, he's a fool.
So what is Venom's voice going to be like?
I think... So unfortunately, despite our rave reviews of his pillowy lips, Pit of the Week has to go to Tom Hardy and the crew that made that trailer for The Dark Knight Rises.
Maybe he just didn't remember his lines and was like, well... I know how to get out of this.
Watch this, guys.
And still get my paycheck. So, peak of the week goes to Michelle Williams.
Wait, which? Dawson's?
Dawson's.
Okay.
We all know that Michelle Williams used to be with Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up. He unfortunately passed away. And after his death, Michelle was distraught, as you would imagine. And she would say things in interviews like, after his death, I didn't know where to go. I couldn't imagine any place in the world that was going to feel good to me.
Oh, God.
And she said that...
I just got chills.
Imagining what it would have been like if he had lived and they got back together. She said, it's actually one of my favorite places to visit.
Why are you tormenting me by reading these quotes? This is like, you know, when you're really down and you're just like, oh, sod it. I might as well listen to some really sad songs.
Yeah.
This is
exactly
the same thing.
Yeah. But...
But...
It is a peak. Because that was then... This is now.
Mm-hmm. New year, new her.
This week, it was announced that she is now engaged to be betrothed.
Her hand will be bound in a kind of ceremony to the hand of another man.
Exactly. And this man's name is Andrew Humans.
I don't know him.
I don't know her.
Andrew Humans.
Humans.
Oh, Humans.
With a Y. And he's apparently a financier and businessman. And a lot of these articles that I read called him hunky.
I will be the judge of that.
Great.
I literally will be. I'm going to go and Google some pictures.
I'll do it for you now. And we can, in real time, figure out if you think he's hunky. You ready?
I'm ready. Show me. Oh!
What are you looking at?
I feel like hunky here is a euphemism for...
Good enough.
He looks like everyone I've met at a barbecue ever.
Which means that, you know, people who go to barbecues are nice. I think he will treat her well and be a great stepfather to Matilda. And hopefully he doesn't do anything to upset her because I will find him. And I will say, you, mans.
You, mans.
You're done.
You'll say, look, man, you, mans. She's been through a lot. And if you mess this one up, I will find you.
Yes.
And I will kill you.
Wow.
Just get Liam Neeson to make that call.
Taken part
five.
10.
Five.
Okay.
Five.
And for our song of the week, the stars could not have aligned more perfectly because today, a rap mixtape by a man named Tommy Number One and his DJ friend Eddie Too Tall called Falling on Your Arse.
Oh.
In 1999.
Are they some of mine? Are they British?
Well, Tommy Number One happens to be Tom Hardy. Yes.
No! No!
There are like 18 songs that got leaked to Reddit today.
Shut your mouth.
They are something to be experienced. I won't say they're good, but...
What, today? Literally today?
This day.
Oh my God.
Some songs have to do with him rapping over the Godfather theme. Rapping over an opera singer.
I can't.
Rapping over 60s soul beats.
Rap seems to be the unifying feature here.
Him rapping the phrase, smoking big blunts in the city.
Oh, Tommy One.
And today we are going to be listening
No. And by which, of course, I mean, yes, play it right now.
We're going to be listening to a song called We Make the Beats.
Oh, dear.
Thoughts, Carly?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We make the beats.
Brother, we make the beats.
No words. Wordless. The rest is silence. But it's not because I want to hear more of that song.
So let's hear some more of it. And we'll catch you next week.
And the next episode won't be about Tom Hardy.
Or will it? So thanks to the city of San Francisco for hosting a film shoot and also all the bars we went to. Thanks for everything.
Yeah.
We'd also like to thank our podcast papa, David Marcus.
Always.
Carolyn Pennypacker-Riggs for all the original music you heard in this episode. And our newest team member, Ashley Ann Kriegbaum.
Hey, Ashley Ann.
She's helping us edit and just be better people.
Don't know about that last bit.
Yeah, we'll see. Work in progress.
And also thanks to Seal Muller behind the glass.
Thanks, Seal. We will catch you next week. Hopefully, Jamidra will be here.
The triad will be back. The three of us, I mean, not the gang.
Holy Trinity. Unholy?
Very unholy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.